Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of the Restore Podcast. Honestly, I've been pondering, praying, what I sense I wanted to say on this first no guest, just me sharing episode, particularly and specifically with Thanksgiving a few days away as of this release. In full transparency, I wrote and even rewrote and went through a few different drafts of what I was gonna say. And it had a lot of details at first of what has happened this year. All the things that you know, I know, that we all know very well, for we have all lived through them. So my heart tugged at me and I sense going in a different direction. So allow me to tell you a short story, easily found on the internet, of course, but nonetheless. In 1978, a man by the name of Henry Smith penned a song. The song was his only published worship song out of 300 unpublished compositions. It was written after Smith had trouble finding work after graduating from seminary, I believe. He also suffered from a degenerative condition that eventually left him legally blind. And while at his church in Williamsburg, Virginia, his pastor inspired him through a Bible text, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. It reads, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." When Smith started performing the song in church, a visiting United States military officer took the song to Europe, from where its popularity spread. But in 1986, Integrity Music published a song on their Hosanna Music audio cassette. That's right, cassette. But credited as author unknown. Later that year, according to this story, Don Moen released a song on his Give Thanks album. And Smith contacted Integrity to inform them of his authorship, and they said that they had been attempting to track him down. And as a result, Smith signed a writer-publisher agreement with Integrity for distribution to the rights of the song, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. You know it, many of you know it. The words are, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done. I would venture to say that most of you who are listening are perhaps already singing the song in your heart at some level, especially those of us that grew up hearing Give Thanks many, many times in our childhood in church growing up. The short yet in-depth song takes us to the heart of all our thanksgivings, Jesus. Through everything that has happened in this crazy 2020 year, one thing, the main thing, I would argue, is that we would, in the midst of whatever we may be going through and have gone through, that we would give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And so let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. You see, I want to give thanks to Jesus, because even though I can tell you a lot of different issues I've been through, and I'm sure you can as well, yet one thing stands out. My ongoing relationship with Jesus has deepened, and for that, I am thankful. As Paul states in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and the first part of 8, "But whatsoever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. And he goes on to say, beginning in that same chapter, verses 13 and 14, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm not going to give you a whole exegetical explanation of Paul's words here, but even as Paul states, forgetting what is behind, I don't believe he means to have amnesia to the past. No, Paul learned from his past, and we all hopefully in our own ways have learned much this past year. Hopefully, one of the greatest lessons is, where are we in our relationship with Jesus? So may we give thanks for what the Lord has done for us. May we give thanks for how God loves you and me. May we give thanks for everything we have. May we give thanks because God wants to use us in ways we can't even imagine if we would just surrender all things to Him, that we may be the hands and feet of Jesus. May we give thanks for the hope that we have in Jesus. May we give thanks for what the Lord has done for us. And so, friends, give thanks. I want to encourage you to click on the link in the show notes. Go to Spotify, Apple Music, or however you may listen to music. And because I didn't get the copyright license to play Give Thanks on this episode, I encourage you to go and listen to Give Thanks by Don Moen, written by Henry Smith. And as you listen, pray and give thanks because of what the Lord has done for us. God bless. Until next time.